This is KURA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Fort Worth School District trustees made their choice for superintendent over the weekend. During a special morning meeting, the board voted unanimously in favor of Joel D. Boyd, who's currently the superintendent of schools in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The man tapped to lead Fort Worth schools is someone the district's trustees describe as having an infectious energy that inspires others.
He's an excellent communicator. He wants to spend most of his time out in the community or out in the schools as opposed to being in his office.
That's Fort Worth School Board President Norman Robbins after trustees voted 7-0 to offer Boyd the top job. Robbins said Boyd's resume and track record in New Mexico are impressive. Boyd, who's 35, received his doctorate from Harvard University and has 2 master's degrees. But what really stands out, Robbins says, is what Boyd's done in Santa Fe schools.
He has closed the achievement gap and improved student achievement. He's lowered the dropout rate. He's done all the things that we want him to do in our district. And we think he has the ability to do that in very short order.
Trustees began the search process with more than 100 applicants from 43 states. They whittled that down to a group of 16 candidates, which they talked to via Skype. 7 semifinalists were interviewed in person. During the brief meeting, trustee Ashley Paz expressed her confidence in Boyd and the search firm Ray & Associates the district hired last fall.
It took a long time, but they used that time well, and I have no doubt in my mind that they are bringing us the best superintendent in the U.S., and I think this is a very exciting time to be a part of Fort Worth ISD.
Boyd replaces Walter Dansby, who resigned last June amid a contentious relationship with the board. After his resignation, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram obtained a copy of Dansby's evaluation, which showed he needed improvement in 4 of 6 areas. 8 of the 9 trustees also scored him as failing to meet expectations. Christine Moss, who voted against Dansby's resignation, says she's excited about hiring Boyd.
We thought he was a good fit for our students and for this community. He really interviewed extremely well. And we were just happy with his portfolio and what he had done for students in other school districts.
If Boyd accepts the job, he'll be moving from a district with 14,000 students to one that has 86,000. According to the Santa Fe New Mexican, the district announced Friday that its graduation rate last year rose 4 percentage points to 64.3%. Boyd also started a new program that gets students who've dropped out back in school. During his State of the School speech last year, Boyd didn't take all of the credit for the district's recent gains.
We can't simply suggest that there's been some type of silver bullet or magic switch. This work that we see in our public schools is not about me. It's not about the individuals who work in our schools. It's about this entire community.
Under Texas law, the school board must wait 21 days before offering Boyd a contract. If he's selected, he'll become the district's 25th superintendent. Stella Chavez, KERA News.